देवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
ధ్యానం జరుగనున్నదని. పండితులంతా పలికేరో పామరుల దివిని వందల ఇరువది ఆరవ వత్సరం అరువైన అక్షయ నామ సంవత్సరం ఆరు నవంబరు ఇరువది మూడవ శుభ దినం కళ్యాణ ప్రదమైన కార్తీక సోమవారం మహాపర్వదినం
కైలాస గిరుల శిఖరాల శిఖరు తక తక సైతయని తాండవ మాడేలా
సాయిరామ్. మోస్ట్ బిలవడ్ భగవాన్, ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ద మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్స్ బీటింగ్ ఫర్ యూ అండ్ హూ ఆర్ విత్ యూ ఆన్ దిస్ మొమెంటస్ ఒకేజన్, వి ఆఫర్ అవర్ ప్రేయర్ఫుల్ సల్యూటేషన్స్.
జరస్ స్వామి, ఇన్ 1960, ఆన్ ద ఒకేజన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ 35th బర్త్డే, యూ డిక్లేర్డ్ ఇన్ యువర్ డివైన్ డిస్కోర్స్, what birthday are you going to celebrate of the one who is ever ancient and ever new, nitya nutana satya sanatana?
With you Swami, every day is a festival, but there is this one day which created all the other days of our life, and we are joyously celebrating that primordial day today.
The Sai Katha that we presented just now was the melodious story of your glorious advent. Swami, during the 50th birthday, you gave the opportunity to the students to offer this Sai Katha to you for the very first time. And after that, you have loved it every time it was sung in your divine physical presence.
We long to see and relive that smile, that joy, that sweetness, Swami. And so this evening, we will be placing at your feet a bouquet of some of those melodies which we have seen you relish.
Swami, we remember on one occasion, after the students had spent several hours gazing at you, you sweetly remarked, "Hey, why are you staring at me like this?"
The dumbfounded students replied, "We don't know, Swami. We just feel like looking at you always."
And it was then that you lovingly revealed, "Adera Daivatvam ante," meaning that is what is divinity.
That divine magnetism of your deep eyes, your beautiful crown of hair, your soft hands, your tender feet, your sweet gestures. Oh, these are etched forever in our memories. Anandam tava darshanam.
Swami, once in Kodaikanal, the students excitedly presented you with an idol of Mirabai. They were sure you will be thrilled with it. But what happened next was divinely revealing.
Looking at the idol, you said, "Idi bommara, Meera nalone undi." This is merely an idol of Meera. Meera resides in my heart.
Swami, we are able to fathom Mirabai's love for you, having seen your love for her every time her name was mentioned or her compositions were sung.
Swami, we pray that our devotion should be such that we too secure a place in your heart.
Giridhari Dusro
Bhagwan, like Mirabai, if there was another devotee who was extremely dear to you, it was perhaps the exalted soul, Tyagaraja.
While all poet saints long to offer their prayers and sing their compositions to you, in the case of Tyagaraja, you yourself rendered his songs and kritis and thereby made his love for you a grand testimony of how we should love you, Swami.
Tyagaraja's life was a splendid illustration of dasoham, to be thy eternal squirrel-like servitor. Bless us, Swami, that we develop that kind of dasabhavam and live up to be your bantus, humble servants.
ఆడు ఆరాటి
On one occasion, when a student made an emotional plea saying, "Swami, for you, we are ready to do anything. We are ready to give our lives for you, Swami." You retorted, "In the first place, is this life yours?"
"Truly, Swami, there is nothing that is ours in this world. This body is your gift. And the only way we can sanctify this gift is to suffuse it with the single-minded focus on your name and form."
This is what you emphatically taught us every time we sang Madhura Mohana Ghanashyama. When we rendered the line, "Ninne Pujinchaleni Karamu Lelano," meaning, what for are these hands if not for worshipping you? You stretched your hands to show us and impress on us this idea.
When we sang the line, "Kanu Vinduga Ninu Chudani Kannu Lelano," meaning, what for are these eyes if not for feasting on your divine form? You pointed at your eyes to convey this to us. These memories of your enactment for this song will remain evergreen in our hearts, Swami.
Talli Tandri Guru Daivamu Bandhu Neeve Sakudavella Neeve Swami Nee Pada
little Satya, one day, as you beckoned your classmates for play, they hesitated as the ground was strewn with thorns and thistles. But their hesitation turned into sheer wonder and excitement when they saw that wherever you placed your foot, the thorns disappeared and little tufts of tulsi plant instantly materialized.
This is what you do to our lives too, Swami. Once we come to your lotus feet, everything that is uneven in us becomes smooth. Everything that is hard and difficult in us becomes soft and easy.
Those tender divine feet have become a refuge for millions. Just like the Raja of Venkatagiri saw in your feet, his deity Ramachandra, and Sri Seshagiri Rao had the vision of Shiva in you. Every prayer from every heart, from every corner reaches you, Swami. Other than you, we have no refuge. Anyatha sharanam nasti, tvameva sharanam mama.
everyone to take this Sai Mantra. This is the name that will guide them and save them. Swami, these are the words that you had penned for a devotee in a letter many years ago.
Truly, Bhagavan, we do not need any other mantra, for Sai for us is our Tai, our Mai, our Divine Mother. Sai for us is the confluence of all paths. S-A-I, service, adoration, illumination, karma, bhakti and jnana.
Sai for us is the embodiment of supreme divinity. Sa-I, Shiva and Shakti.
Sai for us is the treasure drawer of Sakala Aishwarya, the source of all prosperity, peace and joy.
Sai for us is the way we should lead our lives. S-A-I, seen, always inside.
And Baba, being, awareness, bliss, Atma, is our true identity, our journey and our destination.
To glorify this name is our goal. To serve in this name is our only mission.
रगे जान से भी नजदीक भड़कने वाले मूल बनकर मेरे ख्वाबों में महकने वाले
Brothers and sisters, on the occasion of Swami's 49th birthday, he asked us a question. Do you know when you can celebrate my birthday?
And he himself gave the answer. You can celebrate my birthday the day you experience genuine ananda in your hearts. My only desire is to share my ananda with all of you, to encourage you to lead lives full of ananda.
This is what Bhagwan has been relentlessly teaching us, each one of us, and showing us how ihasukham, parasukham and kaivalya sukham, happiness here, ever after and everlasting, is possible only when we install him permanently in our hearts and see him in every soul and particle of this universe.
In his 53rd birthday benedictory message, Bhagwan declared, "My mission is loka samasta sukhino bhavantu." Swami, on this most auspicious birthday, even as we celebrate 95 years of your presence in our lives, we reverentially pray to you to bless all the beings in all the worlds with physical well-being, mental peace and spiritual bliss.
Swami, please accept this final offering specially composed to commemorate the 95th year of your divine advent. We request everyone to join us in this collective prayer.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.